So Heather, radiation necrosis wasn't really exactly on my radar until after this meeting. It was discussed extensively. Any experience with it? One of the things that was brought up was the issue of actually making the diagnosis.
Yeah, no, this is a big issue and it has been around for a while. But as Matt pointed out, we didn't think about it as much until we had more patients who were living longer. Where I see this especially is in the ALK patients. So many of them have brain metastases. So many of them, when those lesions get a little bit bigger, the temptation is just to go ahead and do the stereotactic radiation. It is really important to avoid the whole brain radiation in patients who are likely to have a life expectancy of more than a couple years, because those long-term toxicities from whole brain radiation are even worse than radiation necrosis. I've had a couple patients die from that progressive dementia from the whole brain radiation out a couple years, so I'm very hesitant there. And with the stereotactic radiation, I've gotten more hesitant, just as Matt mentioned, because you do get radiation necrosis, which can be really difficult to distinguish from progression. The tools that are used, they can use an MRI PET, specifically sequenced to look in the brain to see if you do have a signal that looks more related to tumor growth versus having a radiation effect and edema. But even then, it can be difficult. And so a lot of these patients end up going for craniotomy, which is what you were potentially trying to avoid in the first place by having them go for the stereotactic radiation instead of surgery then. And I've had a handful, or probably more than one handful now, of patients who have been in that situation where they had stereotactic radiation, where now 2, 3 years later, they've got a growing mass in the brain. We think it's probably related to radiation necrosis, but we can't tell. They go to craniotomy, it's removed, they do well, but there's nothing but just dead tissue there. There's no cancer. And so this idea that maybe with our third generation drugs in the setting of ALK with alectinib and many of the others, with EGFR, with osimertinib, that we're going to get enough control of those brain mets early on that we can postpone any of these radiation techniques long enough that by the time we finally do use them, we're not looking at such a high risk of these longer term complications, which can be devastating. I can think of one of my ALK patients. I think she had to go through surgery like 4 times. Now, she lived over 8 years. So, I mean, that's great. She had a great course, but she did have to keep going to surgery when these lesions that had been radiated in the past with stereotactic radiation developed more edema and we couldn't manage the symptoms anymore. They were having seizures and problems.
Wow. Have either of you seen a case of radiation necrosis?
I have one that I follow with ALK, and he's someone also who has lived a long time.
Interesting.
And he's very symptomatic. It's, every time she has swelling, it's like almost like a stroke. It's just
Wow.
like, yeah, she can't move
Wow.
one.